not to intend for. You gotta take a look at that a little closer. Really break it down to a fine line. Big, big, big fat one if you want. Nice and straight though. I was reading the Joshua last night. And the Lord had spoken up to Joshua and said, be strong and have a good courage. And then later on in the verse somewhere, he says, have I not commanded thee to be strong and have a good courage? Well, he says the same thing to us. Because we read his word, he commands us to be strong and have a good courage. And another thing that struck out, and I pray about this, and that is, speak only things concerning the faith. And I'm kind of getting a little bit of a handle on this. Because you start talking to the world sometimes, you can get caught up in it. You gotta watch what you say. Watch people that are talking to you. Pay attention to what they say. If you know there's something going on, most likely it's a spiritual battle. Something that you can't see physically. And your spirit can be attacked by not paying attention to what you hear and what you see. And that contending for the faith, you've got to watch out for that. Walking in the power of the Lord can dedicate yourself to a straight line. There can no be left, nothing to the left, nothing to the right, as it says in Joshua. You have to stay on that line. And that's what he demands. There can be no, it's okay, I'm just going over here for a second. That don't apply. The Lord doesn't want a part of that. You got to stay on that track. No matter what. Now, I've had an awesome day. I don't know about y'all. But I've had an awesome day. And I'm
starting to get.
I just want to be a Christian. I don't care what you're
from.
Amen. Amen. Now, I'm really psyched up tonight. I want to hear some praise to the Lord. Let's get this place popping. We're sitting down over here. It's getting quiet. I'm like, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
How about Holy Hold.
Holy Hold.
Holy Hold. When the Lord looks down and he sees his people praising him, you'll be blessed. Get blessed mightily. Mightily. It's on your heart condition. He searches your heart condition. And when he sees your heart condition is in the right place, I'll tell you what. It's beyond words to describe the feelings. But he can show you what's going on. The truth. Down to earth truth. And it's so far, so separated from what the world thinks or knows, or has any clue about what's going on. And when you get to this point with your heart, you might think, because that's the problem everybody thinks, that you have gotten yourself to that point. But in your heart, the Lord knows what's going on. He knows what's up. You ain't fooling nobody. So let's all come together in that accord. Let's get that focus going. And I know I've been talking about this a lot, but I feel the Lord has a purpose for this. And I'm not going to argue with besides that. I really want to get that focus going, folks. You're all my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And he's shown me a lot in a short period of time. A lot of people know me. When I first came up here, I didn't have too much to say. I'll tell you what, that Holy Spirit's going in me, and it's moving.
Amen.
And it's moving. Amen. And we can all feel this. Amen. You can all feel this. You've got to get that heart in the right condition. So let's all praise the Lord some more. If you love the Lord, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Right. All right, Ricky.
Work for me.
That's it.
Heard of you. They have read stories about you. They do not know you. But Lord, you have revealed yourself to those who would walk with you. You have shown yourself to those who would serve you. And those that have would serve themselves, and those who would do their thing, you have hidden yourself from. But Lord, I know that you are going to show yourself not only to those who will serve you, but you will show yourself to those who would not. And they will weep and they will wail, for they shall know that you are the Lord God. They shall know that you are the maker of heaven and earth. And they shall know that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And they shall know that you are a God of life. And they shall know that you are a God of death. And they shall know that you can do that which is good. And that you do that which is good to those who love you. But those who would not love you, and those who would not serve you, you will show them that you can cut them off with a debt that they cannot overcome. For you are a holy God. You are a righteous God, and you will hide your face no more from me. But you will bring yourself in full realization to the world. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus.
To worship him and to praise him.
the Lord has been doing a work. He's been doing a mighty work. I have watched him move on some of you in the last 5-6 days, last week, 2 weeks. I've watched him move. I've watched him heal. I've watched him deliver. I've watched him bring people to a focus. I've watched people come to a place where it's almost as if they were just about ready to break right through and stand with Jesus in the kingdom throne. And it can be done. It can be done. It takes turning loose. It takes turning loose of pride. It takes turning loose of arrogance. It takes turning loose of all the things that you have around you. You gotta stop looking this way, and you gotta start looking that way.
Amen.
You can't
Amen.
Be looking out here and look up there too. You can't look behind you and look in front of you. You can't see the things of the past and look at the future God has. You can't look at what you've got now and see what He's got for you tomorrow. You can't look at your body now and see the one He's got for you. The one He's got for you is a holy body.
Amen.
The one He's got is a glorious body.
Amen.
The one He's got is a resurrected body. The one He's got will have no sickness. The one He's got will have no blindness. The one He's got will have no deafness. The one He's got can't have any doubt. The one He's got can't have a bad toe. The one He's got can't have that body. The one He's got can't have that beard. The one He's got is a glorious body. There's a body that is not a power of sin.
Amen.
It's a body that sin cannot dwell in. This is a corruptible body. This body is full of sin. It's full of death. But the body He has for us is incorruptible.
Amen.
It cannot sin. It cannot die. It'll live forever. It'll be like His body. It'll be a resurrected, glorified body in duplicate, triplicate, if you will, of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It'll be the same one He's got. You love Him. Say praise God.
Praise God.
Glory to God. I was looking and praying. The Lord began to show me some things. He began to show me some things about this work He's doing. He's not pouring out His Spirit for nothing. He's not moving an old dummy like me for nothing. He's not raising this old jerk up for nothing. He's not putting His past back for nothing. He's not purging me for nothing. He's got a job ahead. He's got a job for me to do. He's got a job for me to do. And He's going to make me able to do it. I can't do it on my own. I don't even want to do it on my own. But He's going to make me do it. He's going to put Himself in me and make me do it. Because that's what I choose for Him to make me do whatever He wants me to do. He's not going to usurp my will. He's not going to usurp myself. But I give Him myself.
Amen.
And when I give Him myself, I don't belong to me anymore. I belong to Him.
Amen.
I'm not mine. I'm His.
Amen.
I'm His property.
Amen.
I'm His property. Lord, say it. I'm His property.
I'm His property.
Do with me what You will.
Do with me what You will,
Amen.
Lord.
Try again. Lord.
Lord.
I'm Your property.
I'm Your property, Lord.
Do with me what You will.
Do with me what You will.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Now watch Him start.
Amen.
Watch Him start. Hallelujah. Blessed be those who said it, and cursed be those who wouldn't. How do you like that? Blessed be those who said it, and cursed be those who won't. How do you like that?
Amen.
That's strong, isn't it?
Amen.
That's strong. And you watch. Those who will say, Lord, use me. Lord, I give myself to You. Lord, You are my God. Lord, let me serve You. Lord, do with me what You will. Those are the ones whom God is going to bless.
Amen.
And those who will sit there and look stupid, and those who will sit back and keep their mouth shut, and those who will not serve Him, God will destroy. He will destroy with a fire. He will destroy with a fire that was reserved for Satan and his angels.
Amen.
They will be cursed. He will say, cursed be you, and depart from me forevermore. There is a move taking place. And the Lord has let me get a glimmer of it. He's just given me a glimmer of it. But I'm going to see more of it as the days go on. He has promised me that. I will see more of it and more of it. There is a new work being done. It is an old work, but it's a new work.
Amen.
God never changes.
Amen.
Let me tell you what God's doing. And I hope He'll open more and more up over the following days. But I'm going to give you a piece of it. A little piece He gave me. He's taking the Old Testament. He's taking the New Testament. And He's making a New Testament. A One Testament.
Amen.
He's taking the Old Testament. And the power of the Old Testament. And He's taking the New Testament. And the power of the New Testament. And He's putting them together. He's putting them together in a people. And it's going to be the power of God. And it's going to be the power of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's going to be Jesus walking among us.
Amen.
It's going to be Jesus walking in us.
Amen.
It's going to be Jesus walking around us.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be the wonders walking with us. It's going to be the wonders of God going before us. It's going to be the people who walk with us. And the people who are dealing with us. The old days are over with. In this country for years, we've had those old Ezekiel age ministers. We've had those old ministers that are running around trying to be somebody. Wanting all the people to see them as somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Now God's raising up somebodies.
Amen.
He's raising up Joshua.
Amen.
Joshua's coming after Moses. Moses was head of his ministry. But Joshua had his ministry.
Amen.
Moses' ministry is over. Joshua's ministry is here.
Amen.
You hear what I say? I said Moses' ministry is past.
Amen.
Joshua's ministry is now.
Amen.
It is now.
Amen.
It is not coming. It has come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
It has come.
Amen. Praise you, Lord.
It has come. The power of God. And the latter days have come. The former rain is gone. And the latter rain is here. The former rain is gone. And the latter rain is here.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost of yesterday is now the Holy Ghost of today. And it's the same Holy Ghost. But it's going to pour its power out as He's ever poured it before. This time it's going to fall on little girls. It's going to fall on little boys. It's going to fall on little ladies. It's going to fall on young men and older men. It's going to fall on young men. Himself for too many years. Vermont has been his for too many years. and the sorry old people that live here have been his for too many years. But bless God, God's taking it back.
Amen.
Taking it over.
Amen.
He's working it over. God told that slimy serpent in the Garden of Eden, he said, I'll curse you above everything. Cursed shall you be. You're going to crawl on your belly in the dust from now on. That's what he told him. He said, I'm going to put enmity between thy seed and the woman's seed. He shall bruise your heel. Head. But thou shalt bruise his heel. Hallelujah. But then God said to the New Testament church, hallelujah, that the God of peace, shall shortly bruise Satan's head under your feet. Satan at the cross.
Amen.
He defeated Satan at the cross.
Amen.
Praise be to God. But he's saving a piece of him for us.
Amen.
He's saving a piece of him for the children of God.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to enjoy stomping that sucker's head.
Amen.
He has hurt me all my life. He has caused me sickness. He has caused me pain. He has caused me hurt. He's caused me to lose loved ones. He's caused loved ones to hate me. He's caused people to turn against me and hate me because I love my God. But I'll tell you what, when my turn comes, I'm going to stomp his head. When the Lord says, go get a piece of him, I'm going to be right there. See that, if you could just see what I just said, that Jesus Christ is a gift from God, God gives him to you.
Amen.
Gives him to you so that you can be as he is.
Amen.
So you can be as he is. The Bible says that Adam was the image and likeness of God, but that Jesus was the express image of God. Now, in the Old Testament, we had the image and likeness of God in Adam. And then the New Jesus gave us himself, which is the express image and likeness of God. But now, God is going to work a new thing. He's pulling the two together. You're not going to just have the likeness and the image. It's going to be expressly the same.
Amen.
It's not going to be a difference. You're going to talk like Jesus. You're going to walk like Jesus. You're going to sing like Jesus. You're going to think like Jesus. You're going to pray like Jesus. You're going to heal like Jesus. You're going to cast out devils like Jesus. You're going to prophesy like Jesus. You're going to die like Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's the work that God is going to do in this last day. That's the work that God is going to do. You're going to know him as he knows you.
Amen.
You're going to know him as he knows you. He's going to give you that authority. He's going to give you that power. But you got to do something. You got to do something. You got to pass through the eye of the needle. You got to pass through that eye of the needle. You got to leave everything behind you. You got to get it all off of you. You got to get it off of you. Don't you, any of you, think I'm telling you to take your clothes off. I'm not. But you never know what some idiot might think. But you got to get everything that's holding you back from the Lord away from you. You got to put it behind you. Now, this is going to seem hard. It's going to seem harsh. and it's going to seem wild, and there'll be people will laugh and scoff and get mad. But I'll tell you what, if there's anything that holds you back from serving the Lord, it's of Satan.
Amen.
Anything that holds you back, it's of Satan. If it's a wife, if it's a mother, if it's a son, or if it's a daughter, if it's a father, if it's a husband, if it holds you back, get rid of it.
Amen.
Get rid of it. Just walk on for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When God came up to Peter, when Jesus came up to Peter, Peter was a married man. Peter was a married man. Jesus said, come follow me. Peter just went with him. He went with it. Can you imagine the reception he got later on when he got home? Can you imagine what he would have gotten if Jesus hadn't arrived? I'll tell you what, I bet you it wouldn't have been like it was. Amen.
Amen.
Most men today, if you walk off from your